Good evening, everyone. Most of you would know me, I'm Rebecca Weston. I grew up in Murray Bridge, a farming district not too far away from here, and I grew up next door to my husband, actually, for the first few years of my life. And then from there went to live at Maipalunga, and where my parents had a dairy goat farm. So I'm definitely a country girl, not a city girl. I had the privilege to be born into a loving Christian home. My parents taught me the Word of God from a young age, read me Bible stories, prayed with me. My mum sang scripture verses when I went to bed. I was just surrounded by the Word of God. My parents faithfully attended the local Independent Baptist church, and whenever the doors were open, we were there. So I grew up knowing the gospel and knowing about how to be saved from a very young age. Ever since I can remember, I've always been to church, but that didn't make me a Christian. These truths were a good background for me to understand the gospel, but I still had to come to the place of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I knew that I was a sinner. I knew I'd lied, that I disobeyed my parents, that I'd done things which were wrong, but I hadn't yet trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal saviour. Romans 3:23 makes it very clear that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and even as a child I knew that that was the case for me. So how did I become a Christian? The night after my seventh birthday, our church had a series of meetings and Brother Glenn Weeks was preaching that night. And I remember being very excited, going in our family's old white bus, driving to church and wanting to tell all my friends about my birthday party. And anyway, that night the gospel was very clearly presented in the message, and I don't remember what the message was even about. I just remember Glenn Weeks very clearly presenting the gospel, and for the first time I was convicted of my sin, and I knew that I was on my way to hell and that there was nothing that I could do to save myself. So my thoughts turned from my birthday celebration as a seven-year-old to what was going to happen to me if I didn't trust the Lord Jesus Christ. I was deserving of God's punishment. So that night, as a seven-year-old, I spoke to my mother-in-law, Mrs. Melanie Weston, after the sermon had finished, and she very clearly led me through some scriptures and showed me how I could know for sure that I could be saved. So she took me through what's known as the Romans Road, some scriptures in the book of Romans, and showed me how I could be saved. And I remember her reading Romans 10, 9 and 10 to me, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. She asked me questions as she presented the gospel and made sure that I understood what was going on. And then I prayed from my heart to the Lord Jesus and asked him to save me that night. And I just remember, even as a seven-year-old, just the burden of sin that was lifted off me. And I was very excited. So I ran out to tell my friends, and the first person I saw was my husband-to-be, Daniel, and I told him that now I was a Christian and I had trusted the Lord as my personal saviour. So I have two birthdays, consecutive days, my physical birthday and my spiritual birthday. And what about you? Have you had a spiritual birthday? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ or not? After coming to know the Lord, I certainly had changes of desires, even as a child, and I still, just ask my parents, I still was very naughty, but I had the Holy Spirit living inside of me to help me to live the Christian life. I didn't have to live it in my own strength. I didn't have to try to be a Christian in my own way. The Holy Spirit was helping me. So I found that verse to be true in 1 Corinthians 15:57 that says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Since salvation, I've had many opportunities to serve the Lord, and I remember when I was 12 praying and asking the Lord just to give me more opportunities to serve, and since then the Lord's been able to lead me through different things like Bible college and nursing and being a mother and a wife, and things that have helped me to grow and learn spiritually. But there's one particular truth that's helped me a lot throughout my Christian life, and that's the truth of the crucified life. I found that the Christian life was an impossible life, and only with the help of the Holy Spirit could I just go about my daily activities even without just making some blunder and sinning. And so these truths, basically in a nutshell, we can see in the book of Romans, the first thing that we see is knowing that our old sin nature is crucified with Christ in Romans 6:6, and then reckoning or counting on the fact that I'm dead to sin in Romans 6:11, and then yielding myself to the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit, Romans 6:13 and Galatians 5:16. So those things have been the one key thing that's really helped me in my Christian life, and hopefully that's a blessing to you.